janefinch.com.
Okay, so you started off with writing, producing, and directing $500 budget films, and now you're producing and directing and writing multi-million dollar films, which includes your recent movie, Cairo Time. And Cairo Time has recently won the 2009 Best Feature Film Award. So, like, what provoked you to start a career in directing?
Well, I'd been writing since I was 14, and I just thought, after graduating school, I thought it was a natural transition to go from writing to film, to directing, and I'm the eldest sister, so I was naturally bossy.
Okay, so being a woman of visible minority, have you run into any, like, have you faced any challenges throughout your career as a North American director?
Enormously, yes. And I mean, it's been very difficult just being a female director. But the thing is that I've come to terms with it, and I realize that I can't change my gender, and it's everybody else's problem. So it's very difficult trying to raise $5 million anyway, and you're always, it's an added bonus of being a woman trying to raise that. But I think what I've come to terms with now is that I just have to be more convincing, and I've learned to be more convincing with financiers.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think your career would be different if you were, say, a male director or a female director that's, like, not of a visible minority?
Oh, well, I mean, I think some of the challenges with you know, being Arab, an Arab woman, is that so many people, you walk into a meeting and they already have a predisposition about who you are. It's like an ingrained stereotype. And so sometimes I feel like I have to work towards breaking that down before we can even have a conversation, because, you know, people assume I still live with my parents. You know what I mean? Like, it's an odd kind of stereotype that I walk in with. But at the same time, there's always going to be challenges no matter what. So it's just trying to figure out what they are and approach them and deal with them.
Do you find it difficult to overcome those stereotypes?
I used to, because I think part of it is that, you know, with male directors, they have male WASP, white, whatever, directors, and maybe I'm generalizing a bit, but they'll have the opportunity to pull together a movie and fail. They have the right to fail with a film, whereas if you're a woman, you don't really, you can't make any mistakes. If you make a mistake, it's kind of over. You won't be given another chance. And so, and that's part of it. You know, when I went from making those $500 films to then making Sabah, which was a $1 million film, to then making Cairo Time, which is $5 million, it was a lot of tap dancing, a lot of jumping through hoops, trying to convince people that I wasn't going to lose their money. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, you're battling, I think, ageism, you know, because I don't look 60, so I don't look, like, it's, like, difficult to just hand me over millions of dollars and trust me. And you're battling, you know, stereotypes, and you're battling a whole whack of stuff. But, you know, I've come to the point in my life where I just feel like, okay, I'm not going to get defensive about it. I'm not going to get angry about it. It's wasted energy, and I'm just going to deal with it.
So when you were shooting in the Middle East, has being a female director affected your production process in any way?
You know, I actually had this judgment that, you know, my crew would be sexist, I guess, or something. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm an Arab, so I thought that of them. And it was shocking. My Arab crew was, majority was men, male, but they were amazing. They were so respectful, and they killed themselves to get my shots, and they were proud. They were proud that I was Canadian, but I was also Arab, and I had brought all of this back to their beloved country. And so it was a misconception that I had over my own culture, and it was it was amazing. It was like one of the best crews I've ever worked with.
Did you have any problems with the, like, say, getting permission from, like, the authorities in Cairo? Like,
I used everything I had. When I had to be Canadian, I brought out my Canadian passport, and I don't have an accent, so I could be Canadian and be like a foreigner. And then when I needed permits to shoot at the pyramids and at the market, there's all these locations where in Cairo where we were allowed to shoot, and nobody had ever been allowed to shoot because I claimed that I was a local Arab filmmaker, and they had to give me permission, and they did. And so I used that. It was interesting. I actually didn't. I've had more difficulty with being a female director in the West than I did in the Middle East, which is a bit shocking, actually.
Okay. Well, in your movie Cairo Time, Patricia Clarkson plays Juliet, and she is an independent and intelligent woman who tries to make her bearings in a male-dominant culture. So was this autobiographical in any way? Like,
sort of, yes. Because the thing about Cairo is that as a woman, it's very difficult to navigate that culture on your own. Like, it's hard to just go for a walk without being, you know, catcalled. And so the first time I went to Cairo was with my dad, my parents, and my sisters. And when I walked down the street with my dad, it was amazing. Like, nobody said anything. Like, my dad's very visibly Arab. But then when I went back by myself with my sister, it was insane. Like, we could not go. Like, it was completely different. And so that, my experiences were very much autobiographical in it. And then I just fabricated the romance part.
Okay, so do you feel like the culture in the Middle East, do you feel like they look at women a lot differently from in the Western world? Like,
well, they do. I mean, it's good and it's bad, right? The good part is they're still... There's something very old-fashioned about it. You know, romance is still thriving, and men still open doors for women, and they treat you like a woman. But there's also something wrong with that as well. Like in that, you know, you're sometimes objectified. But you know, no country, no culture is perfect, and you know they have their issues, but it's still a valid and still a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the woman will ever have equal rights with men?
Well, you know, it is very difficult. Like, that society, there are still like some serious issues with inheritance, with male and female. There's still some serious issues. But the thing that I've noticed is that every time I keep going back to the Middle East, like after three years, it's like the culture's aggressively moving forward in a positive way. And I think it's because in Cairo specifically, 50% of the population are under 25, and they're forcing the change towards the towards a positive direction. Mm-hmm. And so I think so, yeah. Like, women, Arab women, it's a misconception. Like, Arab women are very feisty and opinionated and confident, and mm-hmm. you know, and they're demanding.
How do you think you can show that to the Canadian audience?
I don't know. It's like I have my stories, and I try to make them, and I try to tell that story. And I think the best way to do it is to do it naturally, and not to be heavy-handed and hit an audience over the head. And it's not a documentary. You know, you are trying to be entertaining. So I'm trying to do it subtly.
Okay, well, recently the 2010 Oscar nominations were announced, and among the nominees, Catherine Bigelow has been nominated for Best Directing. What do you think her chances are of actually winning the award?
Well, the irony is that she's got the film in there. She's got the best film there. Mm-hmm. I think her chances are good, actually. My money's on her. But, you know, it's funny because people have said, oh, she directs like a man. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I saw her movie and, you know, actually, I don't even know what that means. Like, it's, you know, and I've had people come up to me and say, oh, you know, your movies, it's also obviously being directed by a woman. It's like got that female sensibility, that female touch. But who knows what that, I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice to give to other Canadian women who are thinking of pursuing a career in directing?
I think my advice is it's all about perseverance. Like, you really need to stick to it. And you can't, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody says to you. If you've made up your mind and this is what you want to do, you just have to stick to it. Because in the long run, you'll win out. It's all about longevity. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to have a really solid belief in yourself and faith that'll happen. And ignore the toxicness of the film environment and just put your head down and work.
What do you think one of the most important qualities are that you've developed throughout your career?
Well, I'd like to say having a thick skin, but the thing is, you know, because they always say the best thing that you can do is have a thick skin, not be sensitive. It's my thick skin is slowly getting there. You know, I don't take it personally anymore, and that's key, I think, in this industry, because it's art, it's so subjective, but it's so part of you that it's hard not to personalize it.
When you come to situations while like as a director and you kind of feel hopeless, like what helps you stand up again?
I guess, you know, I think more now is that I just feel like I've put years into this, and I have a lot of days where I just want to give up, but I feel like I just can't walk away. And so I just have this ingrained thing in me where I'm just going to stick to it, even though there's a lot of times where I don't want to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll just go for a walk and, you know, have that hour and get recharged somehow.